I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Aranha, if you could.
Yes, that's Iron Jaw.
Of course it is.
And I'm supposed to just read? Okay.
Yeah, no, whenever you're ready. Let's hope you can do better than your bird brain friend.
Hello, and I am Trevor Iron Jaw, and I am here to welcome you to the Rolling in the Geek. What is this Rolling in the Geek? I'm not rolling right
I
now.
Understand.
What is going on?
All right, let's take a five.
Hello, I am Ken Brown, Game Master for Riven, the Shattered Continent, and I want to thank you for taking a seat at our table. Will my cohorts please introduce themselves?
Hello there. I'm Harkos Ironjaw Passaro. I'm an Alakokra monk from Hokkaido, a Cavalier Knight for the people of Iron's Edge, and a proud member of the B Team. We are set on purging Riven once again of the dragon tyrants that seem to be resurging. Wait, that's what we're trying to do? We're gonna drag? Oh dear. And I'm portrayed by Nick Simpson.
And I am Trevor Ironjaw, Forge Cleric of Numerath. I have left this world once and witnessed what is waiting for me. However, my friends need me, and I promise to become the bulwark of this world to protect them, and the blade of Numerath to cleanse it of corruption. Portrayed by Brad Konala.
Thank you, my dear colleagues, and thank you all for joining us. Please sit and rest your weary legs and get ready for Rolling in the Geek. Hello, Ken here. We want to thank you deeply for listening to Rolling in the Geek. With the blessings of the rest of our little family, we want to request you support us through Patreon. We love doing what we do, and with your support, we can produce more and better content. Every bit goes back into the podcast, and more than three isn't a crowd at our table. And now, back to three guys with more dice than friends. Last time on Rolling in the Geek. The team begins their knockdown dragout fight with Veldreth. The Dragon Herald is a damage sponge, but the team continues to lay damage on him, but he fights back, using his breath weapon to the best advantage that he can. Trevor starts to taunt the creature, eventually making him drop his shield in favor of a second sword split off from the first. This increases his damage, but lowers his defenses. They lay more damage on him, and eventually he says that he's had enough, and powers himself up with his breath weapon and begins sending out arcs of electricity to attack the team. Eventually, both Phil and Puffles drop from the lightning damage, but Harkos and Trevor persevere, and Harkos is able to knock him down to a knee. The team hears footsteps coming in from behind them, and they get surrounded by Drow, who pull out bows and train them on Veldreth. They allow him to speak for just a moment, but eventually turn him into a pincushion. Time stops then, and they see Veldreth's spirit hanging in space, and Salia's spirit walking toward them. And that is where we pick back up.
So you're standing in a weirdly time-locked room. All of these drow that filtered in around you to Pincush and Veldrith are frozen in space. And you see these spiritual figures. One of them hanging in space that looks like Veldrith, and then the second one, who is Salia, the elder that you watched get disintegrated by lightning, is taking slow steps towards you.
I'm going to give her a half bow again.
You do your bow and you feel a tingling sensation on your chin. As when you open your eyes, you see her semi-translucent hand underneath your chin and pulls you up. And she just shakes her head. Then she kisses you. No. That's what that moment. That's what that moment felt like for a moment. Harkos can try to, you know, be flirty, but then something happens with Trevor and it's like, eh.
I'm sorry. Harkos is flirty with a badass called the Shadow. You the Shadow. Are implying that Trevor wouldn't mind being caught dead with a necrophiliac. And apparently Brad was okay with it too, because he didn't puke, he just chuckled.
But she lifts up underneath your chin and shakes her head at you. It's an awkward silence as you stare at each other.
Harkos doesn't know if he should speak. She just sounds like water when she talks, so.
Spider got your tongue?
What is going on?
Well, I'm using the last of the time that I have before my spirit is forced to move on to make sure that you know what happens here. And she turns to face the spirit of Veldrith that's hanging in the air. And slowly you watch it start to pixelate and fragment and then fade. And she turns back and looks at you and she says, the Heralds never died before the dragons fell. So this isn't common knowledge, but the Heralds don't die in the typical way. Their essence lingers on, and they either rejoin with their Methuselah or the Methuselah reincarnates them and gives them form once more. You have not seen the last of this creature, and I think you can appreciate the unfortunate nature of their kind that way. There is something that I must tell you, and I hope that you can find some level of forgiveness. Veldrith and his Methuselah owned us. what was done to Selena was done at their behest, not ours. We would not damage one of our princesses in such a way. It would be against everything that we've ever stood for. But we had to, lest we face our own doom. I hope that you can understand that we didn't want to hurt her.
What's she speaking
in? This is in common. You are understanding this.
Okay. Beg your pardon, glowy lady, but that's not entirely what. Well, at least I understand from one of Selena's victims that we met along the way. Because he said that the ritual that was performed on her was a ritual that was also once performed that she put it into. So it was a punishment. And again, begging your pardon, I don't understand that the dragon herald and the Methuselah would have been performing such a ritual. It very much was made to sound as if the elders were doing something that Selena didn't appreciate.
She was the only one with the wisdom to see that it was the wrong thing to do and do something about it. Those of us sitting at this table, or what was a table, had been locked into fear for far too long. And the ritual that we were performing was not one that we wanted to start, that was not our intentions. We, again, were forced. As I said to you before, we did whatever we had to survive. Our ancestors did, at least. And this is the damage that we've had to try to pick up.
So how do we fix it?
She turns and points at the door that you saw Veldrith come out of. The fool Veldrith was probably too ignorant to even search for it, but the book for the ritual, the translated version that you would be able to read, is in the chamber behind us.
And the pieces of the statue?
Hidden in there as well. You must understand that this was vengeance to them, this ritual that was being performed, that Veldrith and Borvensal were carrying old grudges, and this was the final desperate act for them to enact that justice that they felt was needed. It was, again, not right, but none of us had the wisdom, courage, or strength to oppose.
So did you recently find some wisdom, courage, and strength then? Because why else would you be keeping a reliquary of another that they were searching for from them if they had you under their thumb so well?
We can all keep our secrets, at least to some degree. Veldrith had his suspicions that we held on to the essence, but he did not know for sure until some of our younger, more weak-willed children spoke to them. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. There was a lot of silence, so I was concerned.
There's a lot to mull over.
Harkos asked all his questions. Nick doesn't... I talked about this under the trench coat last week. I don't trust a single fucking thing the rest of this show. So I'm very sus of all the things that are happening, but Ken has an answer. Shocker.
Do you think they're going to use it or just keep it from being used?
If they are able to, they will destroy it.
So, Sam Renton is not an ally of theirs.
Oh, decidedly not.
What is keeping Iacor trapped?
Borvensol. Long before the ley lines emerged, Sam Renton and Iacor were bound, the remains of Sam Renton were bound to this place because we were to watch over them and make sure that they were never brought back. There was an old feud between the two of them, between Sam Renton and Borvensol. And Borvensol won. Little did we know that the body of Sam Renton would actually act as a channel for the ley lines to erupt around the city as it has.
So until Borvensol is handled, Iacor is trapped?
I would suspect yes. I don't know if Veldrith, being at least temporarily disabled, will do anything to help with that, but as far as I know, they should be bound there.
Is there anything else you can tell us that may assist us?
I don't know that I can be of any further assistance with anything. I've told you the last secrets of the drow here. I pray that you are able to find success in bringing our daughter Selena back. If you perform the ritual, then it should bring her, but just be aware that she may be able to do some damage before the spell is able to take hold.
Sounds like we're going to need to rest up a bit.
I suspect that a breather would probably be a good idea for you, yes. You have free reign of this chamber. The bedrooms and everything within, you have full access to. Nobody here will try to stop you. And you will have the full cooperation of our clan.
Thank you for everything you've shared with us. It should prove to be quite helpful.
You are welcome. Please continue on the path that you're on. We are very few of us who are old enough to remember truly what it was like to have a dragon's foot on top of you. And I do not want to see that happen to my people or any people ever again.
Well, as long as we are breathing, we shall do everything we can to make sure that does not happen.
bring our daughter back.
We will.
Thank you. And as she takes that long breath out, you see her spirit fades and time resumes. Speaking of time, you have an ally.
Yep.
Sitting on the laying on the floor, unconscious, bleeding very badly.
I'm gonna go cure wounds him.
Do you have spell slots left? Because you would be the the next person in the initiative order, so that would be you.
Yeah, I've got spell slots.
Okay. Go ahead and roll it up just so that I have what his HP is at just in case. But you are able to get Phil back up.
I will hit him with a second level cure wounds. 4. Ugh. 16 points
of health. All right. Well, 16 looks a lot better than 0 when I'm looking at Phil's poor character sheet here. So Phil sits bolt upright and where is he? Where? Oh God. Oh gods. This is a lot of drow, Trevor.
Yes, it's fine, Phil. We are in friendly company.
Oh, okay. Cool. It's good. It's good. So did you kill him? Is he?
He's gone. Whew. For the moment.
Oh, well, that is ominous. So Phil's back up. The drow that are around, they all give you a bow. And one of them steps forward. Is there anything that we can do to assist you, sir?
At this very moment, not so much, I don't believe. Let us gather our wits for the moment.
The woman that came up to you, she gives you a head nod, and she and the remainder start to filter out of the room.
A few things. Mm-hmm. Since I don't normally do the I want to loot the shit thing. I think I want his shield.
Okay.
I just have a regular old shield.
Okay. He definitely has a shield. Let me... God damn it. I don't have any of my fucking dice and shit out. There we go. Okay. Are you gonna like search anything else on him, or are you just grabbing the shield?
Yeah, I'll search him too, but I'm definitely grabbing his shield.
Okay. All right. So you grab the shield. You definitely can tell that it's magical, but you don't have any means of trying to figure out like what it does at the moment. So but if you want to like check the rest of them, see if he has anything else on him, then go ahead and roll investigation.
Let's check it. Fuck investigation. Well, that's a 16, so okay. That's something.
First of all, freebie, the sword that he had, you definitely get a magical feel off of those.
Okay.
But they are currently in 2, but you see the mechanism by which they become 1 again.
Right.
Let's go ahead and...
May as well grab that, too.
In his pocket, you find 1,100 gold in a pouch.
Split three ways, because Trevor won't take any.
Yeah, I'm Trevor, I never take any money. So just if you guys want to just figure that, we can figure that one out later. But you get 11.
I toss the pouch to Harkos.
But
thanks.
He catches it, just and we're good. No splitsies. We don't need to split. You find two greater healing potions in his pouch.
I've got three on me. What do you got, Harkos?
What? Healing potions?
Greater healing.
I got...
Because we had some.
Yeah, mine are gone. We did have some, and then you died on a train, so...
Oh, well then we toss those to him, too.
And then you find a small black diamond.
Interesting. Well... We'll remove it from him.
Okay.
I look at Puffles. What do you make of this?
He takes it and I'll go ahead and roll Arcana for him. This is a spell component of some sort for some. It's a powerful magic, but not getting any specific traces on it of, like, what kind of magic. It's very odd. I realized I wasn't doing a normal, deeper Puffles voice. I suspect that this is an anchor for something, an anchor for some sort of spell. That is my best guess.
An anchor, like perhaps how one could be brought back? Anchor?
No, I mean, like something that is ongoing.
Well, you see, I asked, Puffles wasn't in there, it was just me and Harkos, yeah?
Yes.
So, when he died, what was her name again? Oh, jeez.
Salia.
Salia. The elder, her spirit, spoke with us and told us that the heralds don't officially die.
Ooh, that's,
But their essence kind of lingers and either... they get brought back by their Methuselah or a few other means, which is why I ask if perhaps.
No, I have seen a soul gem before, and that this is not what that is. This seems to be, I'm going to explain this so that way you understand it in, like, game terms. Uh-huh. It's like concentration is being carried out by this gem rather than an individual.
Oh that's cool.
Yeah. But what he's basically saying is that he's suspecting that this is tied to something at the moment. That it's an anchor for a spell that is going on right now.
Do you think there's a way you could negate the spell?
It depends on the spell, but I will try to find the right words. I'll flip through my book and see what I can find for it.
I say, Trevor has dispel magic, so if need be.
Well, we need to find what spell it is first. If there's something nefarious going on, or there's something that if it would damage something if we negated it, I want to be aware ahead of time so that way we aren't surprised by something. I'll see if I can find the traces, see what it's leading to.
It's a bit of a stretch, I suppose, but something else that we talked about while we were frozen and everything is Borvensol and the dead guy.
Veldreth.
Thank you. I like that Borvensol was said probably once tonight. Veldreth was said many times. I forgot Veldreth. Borvensol and Veldreth were keeping the Iacor landlocked, so to speak. It's something they're doing that has him bound there. So again, could be a bit of a stretch because, I mean, there's still a Methuselah that could be doing something, but if that is actively doing something now, we know he's still currently stuck in place, or was, I suppose. Technically, the lady said that Veldrith's passing, however momentary it may be, could have technically done something, but she doubts it very much.
So he sits down on the floor and unchains his book and starts flipping through while he's investigating this diamond.
Oh. All right, well.
He understands the gravity of the situation, so he's getting started on it right away. All right, what else do you want to do?
I'm going to take his sword.
Okay.
Which I already said I was going to grab it.
Definitely magical.
Put it back together since you said it was quite noticeable how to do it.
Yep.
And then I'm going to remove his head.
Oh, God. You cut it off.
It's coming with me.
Oh, God.
Trevor?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I have an idea.
So at this point, Harkos is actually going to reach in his bag, grab the severed arm, and toss it over by the dead body. Whatever your idea is, I promise it's not worth it.
Would it disturb you?
I'm glad that you got that piece of rotting meat out of your fucking
there was,
back.
I ever since it's caused us the issue that it caused, I wanted to get rid of it, but when the fuck have we had time? When was a good moment? All right, Harkos, it's your turn. All right, I'm going to huck a dead arm out of my bag. Please don't make that be my action. Then I would also like to attack this man. If it is my action, I'd like to roll for gross factor, please. I'm convinced I hucked it on the ground and it splashed. It turned into a puddle when it hit the floor.
Yeah.
It's been in there for a hot minute.
I don't want to know why you have an arm in your bag, but we couldn't get Sam Renton's essence. But if they don't like each other that much, then perhaps Beldris' head will prove useful.
Right.
Just a thought. And I have another plan that I'm going to tinker with at some point. We shall see if it works.
Great. Now he's going to try and put the head in his hammer. Cool. All right.
No.
Oh, okay.
Do either you or Phil want these swords? I know you have your spear and he has his Morningstar, yeah? That's what he's got? Mm-hmm. Or is it...
Yeah. Yep. Morningstar. Yeah. Well, I'm not really that great with the swords. It's not really my thing.
Not really mine either, but we will...
What kind of sword does it look like? So, my question is, would Harkos, since I can only use martial weapons, would I see that as something that would be... Well, not that I can only use, but it's more conducive for me to use martial weapons.
Yeah, you only have certain weapons that count as monk mm-hmm. weapons for you. And they appear to be, like, longsword-ish, but... I mean, again, there's definitely some kind of fucky magic at play with these. Not fucky magic. There's definitely magical. Some magic so at play. There's something okay, magical
let me,
about.
Let me do it this way. So what Harkos will do, because Phil said he's not with the swords, and I mean, Phil also has his Morningstar and he has a bow. Harkos has two spears. One of them is just pokey. So... what I will do is Harkos will walk over and he'll look at Trevor and go, well, and reach out to take it. And then he's basically just going to see like kind of how it feels, like give it a few like kind of test up, because again, monk weapons and all that, I would say that he's used other stuff at the, when he was at the monastery and he did weapons training, he just felt at home with the spear, I guess. That's why I picked that one. So he'll like kind of just do some maneuvers with it to see how it feels.
So what you take it, you take some swings around with it to get the feel. And I think the first thing that you would really notice is that it does feel a little heavy and a little like kind of awkward mm-hmm. in your hand. You know, these are weapons that are made for hacking at armor and not to be used like yeah. deftly.
It's got quite the weight to it, Trevor. Can I push the button and hold the both of the boys?
Okay, so you click the button and you feel the blade separates. Basically like it kind of splits down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And makes it like two single-edged swords instead of one double-edged.
Okay, the middle that way. Gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. And when you start maneuvering with them in this fashion, they do feel, they don't feel natural to you, but it feels like something that you could get used to.
Okay, so after after doing that and everything, Harkos will put it back together, and then did they have like a sheath or anything that yeah. Veldrith had?
Yeah, there was a hip sheath.
So I'll
hip scabbard.
I'll pop it in that, and then look at Trevor. And be like, I'm not entirely sure how I feel about it, but I can hold on to it for us, and I will think on whether I can utilize this, or if we should just try and sell it somewhere, maybe.
Well, before Eocor you
could tell us how much it's worth.
That is fair.
Before you keep holding on to it, let me at least try to figure out its properties.
Oh, some Indian giving, I see. All right, here you go, Trevor. Oh,
yeah, you can hold it. Just I
didn't say that.
I don't need it.
I didn't fucking say that.
I'm going to cast Identify on it.
Okay. So the sword itself has two different forms. So in the conjoined form, it
pause
is
real quick. Nick, do you want to write this down or do you want me to write it down?
I just grabbed a piece of paper.
Okay.
Conjoined form is a +2 longsword. Okay. That does 1d8 of lightning damage on hit. The separated form, it turns into two short swords that are +1 to hit and damage each and do 1d4 of lightning damage per.
Okay. Oakley doakley.
Now I'm going to cast Identify on the shield if we're done with that one.
Yep. So the shield does not have a like an armor. Like an armor bonus to it. Like it has the standard one for a shield. But
standard two that it has.
It's the standard two. Okay. But what it does is that if you score a critical hit on an attack, that it allows you to spend one of your hit die to heal.
Oh.
So if you crit on somebody, then you're able to spend one of your D8 hit die and roll that plus your con, and you heal by that amount.
Nice. So does this shield have a name?
Does it give you a name when you do identifying?
I don't know.
Now I need to know.
Hang on, I'm looking. I gotta get back to the spell. You choose an object that you must touch throughout the casting spell. If it's a magic item or some other magic imbued object, you learn its properties and how to use them, whether it requires attunement to use and how many charges it has, if any. You learn whether any spells are affecting the item and what they are. If the item was created by a spell, you learn which spell created it. If you instead touch a creature throughout the casting, you learn what spells, if any, are currently affecting it. So, no.
All right, I'll just give you the name. The name of the shield is Living Steel.
Sweet. All right.
Are you done desecrating corpses now?
Does his armor seem magical?
No.
Okay, we'll just leave it on him then.
Okay.
Because I ain't going to spend the time to lug around the armor and try to get it reforged.
Yeah, it was one of the only things that he had that really wasn't magical.
All right. I'm going to take some rope and tie his head to my belt.
Okay, fucked up, but okay.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I have a plan for this due to one of the spells that I got for free the last time we leveled. So, have a plan.
Okay.
My vote is we go look for the book and the piece of statue.
Yeah, that's what I want to do too.
Okay. So you head into this back room, and what it appears to be is more or less a storeroom. There are wooden shelves that are lining the three walls of this. Basically, it's like a cabinet or like a closet. It's like a nice walk-in closet, but it's, you know, about that size. Yeah, it's a little bigger than that. It's like a 10 by 10 room. But shelves line it with various like trunks and chests and bottles and various like small gems and that kind of thing that are all laid out in here that all seem to be spell components. So go ahead and roll me up some investigation checks. See what you find.
I'll find shit off the bat. That's a 4.
I got a 14.
Okay, Nick, Harkos, you are able to find the book pretty easily. You kind of like thumb through some tomes that are on one of the shelves, and your hand almost kind of like just falls on it. And you look at the spine, and you're like, that you feel that this is the right one. You pull it off the shelf, you kind of thumb through it, and it is definitely what it is. It's the ritual to reassemble one that's been split.
I've got the book.
Ooh, good job. It was way faster than I thought we'd find it.
You found it, Trevor. You found this rock that has like kind of like a ghostly face carved into it.
This can't be it. Hold on to it, though. Keep looking.
Go ahead and roll another investigation.
That's an 8. Harkos is going to have to find everything this drove.
So should I roll another one?
Probably.
Oh, that's not much better. That was only a 12.
Okay. You're searching around in the storeroom, and you cannot find anything that looks like it would be a piece from the statue.
Start checking walls for like loose stone or something that could open.
Roll perception if you're going to do that.
That's a dirty 20.
Harkos, do you want to roll too, or just let Trevor have the win?
I'll roll two just because competition's a bitch. Go ahead, Trevor.
Trevor, you're going along kind of like trying to feel the walls and stuff, and then your foot kind of collides with something that seems out of place. And when you check, you find a foot pedal underneath one of the shelves.
Ooh. Click it.
You hear a metallic click and the grinding of stone as one of the walls separates in half and opens like a doorway into a completely empty room, except for a single pedestal that has a chunk of stone on it.
I'm gonna go grab it.
Hey, you grab it, and when you inspect it a little closer, you can see part of a face has been carved into this.
It's all right. I'm going to assume this one is it, since they took the time to put it in here.
Trevor, where'd you go? I rolled a one.
Harkos, you get distracted by an olive pit. It's just chilling on one of the shelves. He can't figure out why. Like, why would they leave that there?
This place is disgusting. They just leave old food pieces out. They're going to get rats. I mean, I wouldn't mind a good rat right about now, but they're going to get rats.
So I'll come back out of the room and hold out the stone piece. I hope this is it. They went through a lot of trouble to hide it, so. Perhaps we get some rest and then go try to get this fixed.
Yes, that's probably our best option.
So do you want to bed down for the night in one of these chambers in the Elder's Sanctum?
Yeah.
Do I want to? No.
Yeah, that's not really,
am I going to? More than likely.
Did any of the drow stick around? You said they kind of funneled out of the room.
Yeah, the one that you spoke to, that asked you if there was anything that they could help you with, she is standing by the door.
I believe we are going to try to rest up a bit before we attempt to save Selena.
She nods to you and says, is there any way that we can help?
Honestly, I don't know. We haven't quite read through the book, and all of us are a little worse for wear.
We are sworn to assist you in completing this task. If you would trust me, I can take the book and we can begin preparations to get the ritual done.
I mean, Harkos has the book, not me, so...
Okay, alright. Fuck. Oh, okay. Sidebar. So, here's what I'm thinking. Because, you know, I'm on the Truskin train right now. Based on what... If I could ask her to, quote unquote, give me an hour to think about it, I could go meditate to get my key points back for 30 minutes. And then I can just go assist with the preparations and fuck sleeping, and I don't have to trust these fuckers with this book.
I'm all for that plan, if that's what you want to do.
Because... like, I definitely could use the rest for Harkus's benefit, but I really don't trust them.
On a scale of 1 to whatever your max HP is, what are you looking like?
I'm at about half health. I'm 37 to 66, but I just got given 3 potions of healing, so I could go chug those, meditate, and then
I was gonna say I can do two cure wounds before I go rest. And if I take a long rest, I get all my shit back.
So that's but does Harkos not trust these people? No, he doesn't, because I was asking the lady questions. I was asking the lady questions too. Like, I don't know. Okay, so to this drow that's talking to us, if you don't mind, we're gonna take a few moments to completely regroup. With how everyone is and everything, and if I could meet up with you in, say, an hour, I would be more than happy to assist. I don't feel too rough after the run-in with Veldrith. Honestly, I wasn't as in his face as my friends were, so but I very much would like to assist in any way I can with the saving of our friend. So if it's not too much trouble, I would like to hold on to the book while we go assess where we all are currently, and then I would be more than happy to help in whatever way I can, if that's okay.
She nods and she says, but by all means, take your time. She starts to walk away, and she stops and she turns back to you and she says, I have no right to speak in this way, but I hope that after all of this is done, you will be able to trust us. Our people are... We are downtrodden, but we are proud. And I hope that we will be able to show you that. Mm. And she turns and walks down the hallway.
Ken, I want to make you feel guilty for being untrustworthy, man.
That's what I do.
It's not gonna fucking work, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
She peeks, but I meant to do this. And before she turns and walks away, she says, "My name is Lena, by the way. If you need anything, I am the head of the Elder Guard." I will
give her a little bow.
I will happily assist in any way that I can. If you need anything, just find one of my people and we will they will get word to me and I will come straight away.
Okay.
And she then turns and walks away.
Is she gone?
Yes.
Trevor, I may have fibbed about how well I feel, but I feel bad about it, but I don't really want to just give the book up willy-nilly just right yet, so I would like to accompany it.
I fully understand, Harkos, with how things have gone. Are you sure you're up for it?
If I could just take a few moments to maybe meditate, and if you have any butt pats you could send my way, I would appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll do a little bit of the old feel-good drinks when I get to my room also.
I'm going to put my hand on Harker's shoulder and double tap.
Well, he's dead. I mean...
double tap my cure wounds, motherfucker!
No, like, Trevor, I said butt pats, I said. That's not what happened.
That's max heal.
What's that?
24 points of health.
Hey, that's, that feels fucking good. Oh, shit, you know, I don't think I'm going to use, I feel like using Potion of Greater Healing would be a waste at this point. I could use a hit die.
If you're taking a short rest, I mean, an hour is a short rest, so.
Because I'm only missing 4 hit points right now. So using a Potion of Greater Healing, I mean, I'm definitely going to get those back because it's 4d4 plus 4. So even if I rolled zeros, which is impossible, but I'd find a way, I'd be at full health. And well, I'm 5 down, not 4. But I feel like that's silly. So I will use a hit die, and then I get my key back as well, because I get that just out of, as long as I meditate for 30 minutes of a whatever rest, well, a short rest specifically, I get my key back.
Would you like the stone also?
Yes, I'll take it with, so we can get as prepared as possible before the rest of you join us.
So I'll hand that over to. I'm going to go rest. Me and my 3 HP.
Jesus. God damn it, Harkos. Of course. Okay, so I use 2 hit die. Because I only got 3 off the first one, and I'm a little bum, and I was thinking, I don't want to just be... Those 2 hit points are going to be really important soon, and I know they are, and if I leave them off now, it's going to be a problem.
Trevor's going to go die for 8 hours.
Okay, so Harkos, you take your hour and then you head out. Now, do you are you kind of hand and stuff, like, are you full on assisting them, or are you just observing as they're doing things to make sure that something fucky isn't happening?
I'm full on assisting them.
So you head out, and you see that the area that when you first came out, or when you first came up, and all these the drow were getting yelled at here, mm-hmm. that has all been like cleared and cleaned to make room for the statue. Which you can actually see now that some time has passed, that this hour has passed, that the statue is at current being rebuilt. That they're like puzzle pieces. They're putting this thing back together. So this is part of what takes so long with this ritual is... since they it was broken apart, that it's taking a decent chunk of time to put it back together. But you see Lena is kind of like supervising, and when she sees you come up, she says, if you would allow us to get some of the information from the book, we can actually start performing the beginning parts of the ritual, if you will allow us that much.
I mean, I'm going to, I hate this. I hate this so much. Didn't someone tell us if we do this wrong, we kill her? Right?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That was Puffles found another text that referred to the ritual, that if it's that you can either reform a person or by stabbing through the quote unquote heart of the statue, that you can kill the individual in question.
So, I mean, I rolled for this to see what I was... I had a three-choice option is what I rolled for. Like, the one extreme was that I was going to help, quote-unquote, and then just definitely be focusing on all the fucky that could be happening. The other extreme was I was just going to help, and then, like, the middle was going to be that I was just going to hold on to all of the things as much as I can and not help and just exist to protect our friends' potential at becoming a thing. And I rolled the help one. So, I mean, I'll give her the book. And I will kind of echo her her sentiment from when she left the elders area and say, I agree with you that I don't know very much about you or your clan other than the couple of bad things that have happened before now. And I hope that my trust is not misplaced in you.
She nods to you, and she takes the book very gently from you, and she says, well, we will not let you down. And she goes over to some of the other folks that are kind of helping rebuild. She takes three of them away from that task and sets them up in a circle around the statue, and they begin chanting in Undercommon as others are continuing to rebuild the statue.
Okay.
Trevor.
Yes.
You fall asleep.
Damn right I do.
Roll a religion check for me, please.
That is a 16.
Okay.
That's a 15. Oh. Sorry, my math is bad.
You're trying to fucking cheat me.
I am. Look at that.
By the way, a picture of Lena is up in the ribbon. ribbon Trello. So you dream of gold.
Of gold?
It's a very weird, kind of surreal dream that you're walking through a town and the raindrops that are coming down around you are tiny gold coins that when they land on a surface, they splash.
Huh.
That's it. That's your weird dream.
That's my weird dream.
Yep.
Hold my hand out in my weird dream. Can I do that?
Yeah, you hold your hand out. One of the droplets lands on your hand, and it feels about the weight that a gold coin would feel in your hand.
But it splashes like water.
But it splashes like water.
Can I look around or anything? Like look up?
You look up. And it isn't painful when they hit you, but you feel the weight and pressure from these raindrops. Go ahead and roll a perception for me.
That is an 18.
As you're kind of like looking around, that this town looks vaguely familiar, but you can't quite put your finger on it. But down at one end of the town, you seem to be kind of on a rise where you are. But as you like peer towards the edge of town, there is a building that is significantly larger than the rest. It looks mansion-y. That as you're watching this rain come down, and as you're hitting it, you're watching these weird gold raindrops hit the surfaces that as it pools, it starts moving towards this structure.
Should also try to move towards said structure.
In your dreamscape, you walk, and in a quicker amount of time than the distance would make it seem, you are standing in front of this structure. And you're watching the windows, and over time, the windows fill with gold. That this gold liquid fills the inside of this structure. Until eventually it starts to overflow out through the upper floors, and it bursts out the windows, and you watch it just start coming out from these windows almost like small golden waterfalls.
Huh.
And then that liquid starts feeding off and going to other structures around you and starts filling them, and then the same thing happens, that they burst, and then the liquid starts pouring out and filters into other houses around, and continues to do this and continues to do this and continues to do this.
Huh. I don't know how to word this. How aware am I? Like, obviously, I held my hand out and I tried to move towards the structure, and I'm watching all this. Like, how aware though am I?
You're fairly aware. I think that your mind is with you to some degree. I mean, it just depends on what you're going for here.
Well, I'm watching all this flow, you know, from house to house, and I'm curious if it's making any sort of pattern.
Nothing that you can discern. That it seems to be like, it started with one, and then it just filtered onto the next and the next and the next. It doesn't seem to have like an order to it.
Okay.
So you hear a crack from behind you as you're kind of like watching this gold filter around. And you turn back to the original structure, this mansion that you looked at before, and you see it split in half, and this gold comes pouring out from it and just leaches into the ground. Go ahead and roll like an intelligence check for me.
It's a zero for anything intel, so it's a 12.
This house was your house. Not your shop.
Like parents' house, like grew up house?
Your family home. This mansion, this structure that you just watched get split, was your childhood home. And as you watch the golds leach off from there, you see it empties out from the other houses around it that it fed into.
That starts pulling back.
That it starts pulling back and pulling back into the ground and leaching away from these other houses. Until eventually you're just looking at a broken home. And everything else is just shades of gray.
I want to try to walk into the house.
Hey. You walk up to the house and you place your hand on the shattered remnants of the front door, and you wake up. And that, my friends,
that'd be kind of a yeah.
That, my friends, is where we will call it for tonight. I have a feeling that Brad's not going to talk to me again. I don't know why. I just get that sinking suspicion. What?
Nothing. Everything's fine. It's all fine. Everything's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much for joining us at our table. If you are enjoying what you're listening to, we would ask that you show us some support. We have a couple of different ways, the first of which is through Patreon. God damn it, we are good little warlocks, and we offer up sacrifices to our patrons depending on the tier that you choose. If Patreon isn't so much your thing, then you could do something as simple as just buying us a coffee. If you go to ko-fi.com, search for Rolling in the Geek, you can find a one-time donation there. Brad, where can these fine folks get in touch with us?
You can subscribe to our newsletter on our website at writgeekpodcast.com to keep up with all things Rolling in the Geek, or you can find us on any of your favorite ear bacon stations. Also, we're very active on Twitter, and if you want to talk to a bunch of rad content creators, podcasters, artists, and all-around cool people, you can join us in the Underground Oracle Discord through the link on our website.
Thank you, Brad. Nick.
Yep.
This week, you are... Yeah, I have to look through... Try to find. It's getting harder and harder to find some of these bitches that I have not done yet. That again is getting very, very difficult. I'm gonna have to accept that here. I'm gonna have duplicates because they're not churning out new subclasses fast enough for me to. For me to keep up.
So the current moment doesn't really help you any, but we know these really rad content creators that we're patrons to,
and yeah, touche.
They churn out quite a few subclasses.
Touche.
I've tried to reconcile the fact that I think I'm going to start rehashing songs before too long.
Are you saying you need more songs?
I'm not saying I'm going to do it all the time. I'm just saying I've had songs pop into my head that I'm like, ooh, I want to do that. And then I went, oh, I already did. Like, I've had a song pop in my head with already, like, lyrics that I think will fit well. And then I'm like, no, you did that song. So there's a good chance every now and again we're going to get a redone song. And the world will just have to deal with it. Because I said so.
This one's going to be a weird one, but I'm feeling good about it. So this week, Nick, you are the Sound Oathbreaker Paladin. Somewhere in your past, you swore you would never put out podcasts with good sound quality.
Oh my god.
And you took that oath and you snapped it over your knee and said, no, the people of this world deserve Rick Geek in its most powerful form. So, with that in mind, Nick, can you please give us an oath of something fun to go out on?
Sure. So hooty hoo from Nick and Harkos. Oh, excuse me. As we join the workers line in episode 69. And oh fuck, it's episode 70 next week. Jesus. Gonna be 100 before you know it.
Oh, God.
Get ready for something unleavened-y in episode 70. This week, I picked a song. Just because it just popped in my head. There's no reason. I like this artist. I like this song. And we'll see how it goes. So without further ado, here's the parody for episode 69. And so we ended here. This is the place where I start singing about the dice obsession or D&D and sometimes self-checkout. I plan each brand new line, each syllable, each new verse, because I need to end it my way. Bad songs, I've made a few, but even still, they got some laughs. I do it all for you. Rewrite the songs and act an ass. I sing each episode about the things that come to my mind. And it's all because I wanted it my way. Yes, there have been songs that I probably shouldn't have done. Songs where I went way too far off. But with them all, despite my doubts, I sucked it up and belted out. This podcast shows my singing blows, but I'll continue anyway. There you go.
Wow.
Good old Frankie. Can't go wrong with Frank.
I was going to say, that's a big undertaking. Is, you know, My Way is a pretty iconic song, and kudos.
It's one of my favorites. I like it a lot.
Stopping recording?
Stopping recording.
Trevor,
Trevor, yes.
Right. I don't think this is gonna work out. Maybe.
And why isn't it going to work out? I don't understand. I'm just very curious as to how you all have such a well recount of Harkos and I's adventures so far.
This is for you to know.
This is a very strange thing. I feel like magic is at hand here, and I would like to know who is involved. That's all.
All right, who do we have that's next on the list?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.